The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, Mike.
Well, hello. It seems like we've... Good morning, everybody! Happy Friday!
Okay.
The 20th of... Wait a minute.
The 9th.
No, it's the 9th.
9th
sorry. 2024, I was thinking, okay, August has flown by, but not that fast. It's the 9th of August. How are you this morning?
7:05 in the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. David's at the helm. And we have an international day today. David? Hello?
I'm pulling it up now.
Oh,
sorry, I was getting the weather here.
Oh, that's okay, David.
We have the weather.
And, okay.
Let's just do
the weather quickly. 72 degrees in the downtown studios. It looks like it's going to be about 102 today. We have about 5 to 7 miles per hour in the afternoon. Overnight lows of 71. Saturday is calling for 102 as well. Saturday night around 70. Now on Sunday we get a very happy break with under triple digit weather, with the forecast calling on 97 on Sunday. Sunday night around 67. Monday 91. Tuesday 90. Woo. Yeah, does that make you want to start looking for your sweaters? Like, are you ready for fall? Oh, my gosh, are we so ready? Well, and the weather is brought to you by that little forecast there, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a business in Anderson that's a veteran-owned business, 365-3793, where they always give you veteran and senior discounts. Hey, right now, we can use anything we can get, so... Shasta Gas Propane is going to work with you, everyway. And with us this morning, it's Friday morning. That means that we have a pet of the week. And, we can attest to the fact that it's a beautiful thing. With us this morning is our one and only person that takes our pets around to all the media on the Friday morning dash. And that's Katrina. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So we know that last week, he had a spectacular dog in. And Carl and I looked at each other and went, you know, if we had a bigger piece of property or something, we would have perhaps adopted Milo.
Yeah, you guys are pretty smitten with him.
Smitten with him. So much so that we wrote a check to give to you, and we encourage other people, for somebody else's adoption, to pay for somebody else's adoption. And luckily and gladly, Milo was adopted last week.
He was, and he got adopted by a great family. He got adopted with two other dogs. They were smaller dogs, too. And
they took three dogs?
They had two dogs.
They had two.
Oh, they had two dogs. Oh, yeah. Okay, I got it.
Right. And he loves his new little doggy siblings. They play all the time, and they said that he really loves playing in the water. They've taken him to the lake a few times.
Mm.
And they said he's done really good with their grandkids, and they said all their grandkids are toddlers and that they wear him out.
Oh, great. Oh, wonderful.
You know, he was a good dog. And he's Buford's lucky Milo didn't come in first.
Right.
Buford's enough, you know. Right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, so tell us about this dog. He's a cutie, too.
He is a cutie. His name is Damien. He's about 9 months old. We have him as a pit mix. And, you know, he's not very big. He's 9 months, but he's, you know, maybe 40 pounds at this point. He's a pretty small little guy. But he is just as sweet as can be. He's a very gentle boy. And he's a very well-behaved dog for being, you know, a young pup. I would say his most favorite thing is just to hang out with you, lay at your feet, be around his people. He definitely has playful moments, but his playfulness mostly comes out when he's playing with other dogs. That's when he gets very rowdy, we've seen. But for the most part, he loves kind of just hanging out with you. And he's kind of special. When he first came into us, he actually came as like a younger pup, and we noticed his leg was kind of deformed.
Mm.
And our vet found out that he's actually missing a bone in his front leg. So his little, one of his little front legs kind of bows out a little bit more than the other. But
oh, well.
It really hasn't hurt him. He's, you know, grown well with it. He runs around. He plays. It doesn't seem to bother him or anything. Just adds a little character to his look,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I've gone onto the Haven Humane website. I don't know if it's something that's brand new that you've launched, but it's very, very impressive. With statistics about how many pets you've rehomed, how many you've neutered, how many dogs. Plus, you know, of course, one can go on there at havenhumane.org and see the pets that are available, both cats and dogs. And I don't know, I got out of that site for a minute, but we also will be posting on our KCNR site. In a Facebook and online, our little pet looks like Damien today.
Yeah.
So the fact that he's just laying here, and when I came in and put my, well, I said that, but now he's over here with me because he knows a true, and he's licking my fingers. Okay, Damien. Yeah, and he's not.
Nine months, cute.
He's not named after the child and the demon or something like that because he's not like that. And it was that one series where Damien.
Don't even go there.
Damien,
yeah. No.
The son of Satan or something, but not Damien. This one is just cute and loving.
Yep.
And says, you know what? This is, you know, I smell Buford on you.
Yes, he
okay.
does.
Okay, so somebody wants to adopt Damien. Oh, wait, I do have a question.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you on the spot.
Sure.
When you went to the other radio stations, which you do that when you're here, did you mention the fact that...
I told them that he was sponsored.
By?
By the bots.
Hey! And what'd they say?
Not a lot.
Yeah.
Of course.
Put your money where your mouth
no.
is. Whoever it was. Who was it?
Well, Billy and Patrick would have been like, yay.
But the other ones.
No, come on. The reality is that, you know, we love, we want to see our pets be adopted. And so I know Carl's always challenging everybody. It's just in his nature. But,
paid for an adoption. Why can't that big corporate radio station pay for an adoption? You know, the one that's, you know, operates out of Oklahoma. Anyway. Okay. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I'm not sorry a bit. Because the goal is empty the shelter.
Always.
Put Katrina into, I can't come, call me and say, gee, Carl, I'm going to really miss coming in Friday, but we don't have any dogs to adopt today.
Can you imagine?
Wouldn't that be great?
Oh my gosh.
I was going to bring a cat, but they're gone too. So we're all sitting in here, we're singing songs, Mark brought in his harmonica, and all of that. Yeah.
You've been there.
Huh? Yeah, and because we've adopted them all. Well, you all are doing a great job.
Well, thank you.
So, well, just think, my friends, where we would be without Haven Humane. I'm serious about this. Where would we be? All these dogs and cats, where would they go to? It would just be and I don't mean to be a downer today, but it would be an extermination line because there's no place to keep them. And you all have done, and there's other shelters around, so don't misunderstand me, but Haven Humane takes in a high number of animals and works like hell to get them adopted and take care of them and get them well. You know, you've had dogs come in there with mange and other things. They're treated, you know, they become healthy, and then, you know, hopefully they get adopted. And what would we do without Haven Humane?
Well, definitely, we couldn't do it without the support of our community. That's
the only way
we're able to do anything that we do.
Of course. And so it's a good relationship. But we'd all just like to see, well, I can't come in today, but I think we've got a dog coming in next week. Wouldn't that be nice?
What a world.
What a world.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, of course. Again,
Katrina with Haven Humane, and you want to probably check out, again, KCNR. You're going to see a picture David is going to post of a Damien, the cute little dog that needs to be adopted. Thank you.
Okay. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hiya everybody, RC with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, El Pulpo by AJ Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, or just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of AJ Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Redding Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Redding come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a pool bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there!
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Ready for an unforgettable night of amazing music and good vibes? Then join us for an epic night at Danger Kitty's Billion Dollar Bash 2. It's all going down August 24th at the Axiom Repertory Theater, and this lineup is straight fire. We're talking about the killer sounds of Jeremy Ryan and the California Grown Band and the Pine Dogs Unleashed as openers, with Danger Kitty as the main event. Plus, you'll be feasting on some mouthwatering grub from Lakata's Catering, and the Axiom No Host Bar will be open. The whole shebang is included in your ticket price, and it's powered by Kay Shasta, Soundwave Entertainment, and KCNR Radio. Don't miss out on what is guaranteed to be a legendary night of rock and roll. Grab your tickets, rally your crew, as this promises to be a night to remember. Head on over to our website, DangerKittyMusic.com, or the Axiom Theater website for all the details and tickets. We'll see you there.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bach. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, voted best in the North State 2023-2024, and they should probably get it again in 2025. Locally owned, locally operated. They have a great selection of jewelry. They're super people down there. They've got the only watch repairman, the only stone cutter. If you ever thought about having a designer piece of jewelry, they'll help you design the jewelry and then they'll build it for you. I mean, this is Four Winds Jewelry. This is a great place to shop, the only place we go to. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, and they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Park Fire, 426,000 acres, going on 427. The containment is still 34%. Red Bluff, Tehama County Sheriff's Office, and California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection is going to have a meeting at the County Board of Supervisors Chamber in Red Bluff on Friday evening at 6:30. The fire is heading toward Mineral. It was on the other side of the ridge, and now it's on this side of the ridge of Mineral. They're trying to put up fire lines, but the fire in the afternoons and evenings picks up again. And the terrain is horrendous out there. It's in the Mill Creek drainage. I talked to somebody from Tehama yesterday.
When I think about going up to Lake Almanor, you do drive through Mineral, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah, I guess you do.
And so I know a lot of people have summer homes in Lake Almanor extra, like their second home, you know what I mean? So, and they were, if I'm not mistaken, that area, too, suffered after the last fire that went through, severe floods that came down mudslides.
Yeah, well, it takes away all the underbrush, and it takes away anything that can kind of hold the, there's no vegetation to slow things down. Anyway, this is not getting any better. It's 34% contained. I guess that's better than no containment. But it's tough out there. They had one firefighter injured, not severely. I think he's back in the lines again. 636 structures destroyed and 49 damaged. And, of course, we know the story behind how it got started with supposedly somebody's car was on fire and he pushed it down into the ravine. And there were witnesses and everything. And he said, oh, no, my car caught on fire, and I just left. So, but you have to think about that out there. And it's not just that. It's the fire, and that's bad enough. But then the smoke, it's reached the East Coast. And the areas up there in the Warner Mountains are fogged in, like a fog. But it's a smoke when the wind's blowing, you know, in that direction. Yeah. It is just not good. Big League Dreams.
Well, before we go,
I got to find this.
Oh, this
one
is a trivia thing, but trivial. Snickers. Because we know how you love your Snickers.
I've been known to sneak one.
Brought back a fan favorite flavor that was first launched as an ode to Texas 5 years ago. According to all recipes, Snickers is bringing back its pecan-flavored 5 years after it sold out online.
Pecan-flavored?
Snickers pecan was first introduced as a special edition item after the company asked fans to choose between cashews, macadamia nuts, pistachios, and pecans to decide on a new flavor. So it was initially Snickers pecan was an ode to Texas, according to all recipes, which reported that some of the very first Snickers bars were produced in the state that faces Texas proud and fixin' to satisfy could be found on the Snickers pecan packaging per the outlet. Sold online in 15 packs for $30, boxes of Snickers pecan sold out completely by the end of launch day.
Wow. Okay, a big shout out to Nick Gardner,
who hey, Nick.
has a show on Sundays. I guess he has a pecan tree. And he brought me a big bag of pecans to Christina, which she gave to me. And then I called Nick and said, how come she's the only one gets pecans? And so he brought me in a big bag of pecans, which I've eaten now.
And
I love pecans.
I get a great chance of cleaning up the debris.
Oh, come on. Not every time.
I got to bring my little, I get the little vacuum cleaner after Carl leaves and, clean up because, like a peanut or anything, they've got these hair and this stuff that goes all over the place.
I do nothing to help clean up around the house. So it's, I guess that's true.
Chichi Rodriguez.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Gosh.
Hall of Fame golfer, whose antics on the green during an inspiring life story made him among the sport's most popular player. One of the most popular players during a long professional career has died at the age of 88.
He used to take his putter and like he was doing a sword fight out on the on the green, and then he'd put it back in like he'd put it back in the scabbard and push it down like that.
He served in the U.S. Army from 1955 to 1957 and joined the PGA Tour in 60 and won 8 times during his 21-year career playing on the Ryder Cup team.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knew Chichi Rodriguez. He was of that era of Gary Player and Nicklaus and Palmer and all those big, you know, all those big guys back then. You know, the icons of golf. The head of the Redding's Park Division is expected on August 20th to bring options to the city council to reopen the former Big League Dream Sports Park on a short-term basis. They want to open it up in an interim as the city works on a long-term plan. Travis Manny, who is a community services director, gave council members an update on the complex, which abruptly closed July 24th. I'm getting this out of the Record Searchlight, by the way. 5 days after Big League Dreams closed, community members packed the Redding City Council chamber for a special meeting to say, hey, we need to get this park updated. They, you know, it's the home of so many things. Just not, it's softball, baseball, roller hockey, roller derby, and sand volleyball. Now, the question is, what happened? I went to a meeting well over a year ago when Kim Niemer was still there, and they talked about, you know, making a bunch of improvements on the park, and here's, you know, there's money and a grant. And either DeQuisto or Mazzano said, well, who's going to be in charge of overseeing this? And Niemer said, me. Well, and here we are soon after that, and the place closes. Now, many told the council on Wednesday they had met with the 8 different organizations, and now, you know, we have a good understanding of the workload and what it takes. See, this is another one of those public-private agreements, like at the soccer park, that has resulted in my opinion, little oversight from the city over what's happening out there. Soccer park, as you know, had to have the fields redone at a cost of over $2 million, and they took the money from REU. And the council said, we're going to pay REU back. And then the next city council said, nah, no, we're not. Yeah, that money came in from something else. So $2 million that was in REU's account was used for the soccer park, because the soccer park and the people running it there were supposedly putting money in a maintenance program that didn't happen.
Mm.
So, again, we go back into the oversight of this.
But where was the money being put into?
Well, it wasn't.
Yeah, but if they had somebody that was responsible for running it.
At least, well.
Isn't there,
there
should they be accountable with their records?
There you go. That's a good question.
Like who,
why,
where?
Why wasn't it put in there? And who was supposed to be overseeing it? Well, it was the Parks Department. And, you know, the new guy there is not laying it on him. But why wasn't that money being put in there every month for repairs? And I'm, you know, I'm just getting that out of newspaper reports and other news reports. I'd be more than happy to say, gosh, I was wrong. But this was a big brouhaha, if you remember, when they had to replace that and where they took the money from. Anyway, but here we go into the private-public partnership, and now it's going to cost, Barry Tippin says it's going to cost about $3 million just to bring the park up to a satisfactory condition, and another $7 million to restore the park to its former condition. It opened up 20 years ago. Now, we have friends that use that park. 3 nights a week, they're out there playing roller hockey. And the question, you know, they do, you know, a lot of the minor stuff that's, you know, in bad shape, they can, you know, they do just do themselves. But that's a total of $10 million to bring Big League Dreams back. Now, is there going to be like a nationwide or a corporation that's going to come in here and say, hey, we'll lease it and we'll bring it back up. You know what? But I'm not sure that's going to happen. So that's something that's going to be coming up. So on August 20th, the city council, it might be worth listening to see what it's going to be. I would hope that they'd find some way of keeping this park up. Thousands of people go there a year to use it. And for the games, for tournaments, for roller hockey, or roller derby, all of these things. Which leads me to my main question is the Riverfront complex, this new complex they're talking about, the Riverfront plan, it's going to cost hundreds of millions of dollars to do this. Well, who's going to run it? Not the city. The city's not capable of doing something like that. Oh, we want to do this. And yesterday, they sent out this email. If you didn't get it, just go to the city of Reading, that said, what would you like to see there? I mean, there's all types of things that they wanted to put out there, observation points above the river. I mean, thing after thing after thing. And if you thought it was important, not important, should they spend money on it? Where do you think it should be? You know, and it's, you know, it said, where do you think the fishing areas should be for people to be able to fish? Well, how the heck do I know? So I said, you could mark it. So I put my mark on the river, which to me seems like a good idea. If you're going to fish, it should be on the river. But here's the nits and grits, as they say. This is going to be a huge undertaking, and the city, it has no way the money or the management capabilities of doing something like this. So they're going to have to bring in somebody else. And we've already seen that when the first group came in there, that a 50-year lease wouldn't be enough for them to make any money on it, which is why you would take a lease on something so you could have a profit. And this is going to be really interesting as it moves forward. You know, is it going to be one of these things we spend $1.5 million on to get this plan, and then you find out that, well, this is really a good plan, but it's just going to stay here because we can't do it. Going to float a bond? Yeah, I don't think so. Okay, 7:32 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, 4 branches. 1 in Retbluff, 2 right here in Reading, 1 down in Anderson. They're a community bank. They are local. They've won awards for being one of the best small banks in the nation. We do business with Cornerstone. We enjoy it. It's like the Cheers of banks. They know your name when you walk in. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. To learn more, go to bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Basket Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study, or dorm with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts, Open Monday 10 to 6, close Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectible at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to our morning show here on KCNR on this beautiful Friday, the 9th. 70, we're moving up to middle 70s. It looks like we're going to have 102 today and 71 degrees tonight. Yes, we are just covering a lot of different headlines right now. Let's see, Carl, as I'm going through here, it's just, I don't know, my stomach is turning over everything that has to do with elections and who's doing what, and you can never really get down to the truth. Maybe you can see it, hear a speech, watch somebody in a speech, but the debate's going to be set now for the 10th of September.
Yeah, the first one. Trump says he wants one on Fox, NBC, and he said ABC. So we'll see if that happens. But for 18 days, Harris refused to take questions from the press. So she did yesterday after being shamed into it, I think, by Vance following her around saying, when are you going to talk? And so she took 2 minutes from the press. No press conference. But, you know, I get the feeling this is kind of like when Biden ran for president from his basement during COVID. And he just did everything on videos instead of, you know, having a real campaign going. Obviously, it worked for him. You know, have you been reading about what was going on with the Taylor Swift concert?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Here she had 3 sold-out concerts and had to cancel every one of them because of a terrorist plot. A 19-year-old Austrian and 2 other guys had planned an attack on fans involving bladed weapons as well as construction of a bomb. They found chemical substances, liquids, explosives, and technical devices that can be used to manufacture explosives. They were the Austrian and the other two, well, the Austrian, that one other guy, he wanted to carry out an attack in an area outside the stadium, killing as many people as possible using the knives or using the explosive devices he had made. He had recently quit his job. He had big plans, swore allegiance to ISIS, and fully confessed the charges against him. They arrested a 17-year-old who was employed by the facility management company that would have been on duty during his concert. A 15-year-old also was questioned and detained. And I think it's just these three. It's currently no information that other concerts are subject to explicit threats.
But, you know, people fly in. They, you know, this is the power of, you know, her Taylor stardom Swift. Is yeah. that people fly in, spend thousands of dollars. I don't know what, if they're going to get, I don't know if they get that kind of money back from their airfare.
She's already, oh, I don't know about that.
From their
that.
Airfares yeah, and their hotel rooms.
She's refunding all the tickets, but well, as of you course. Might imagine. But you're right. What, you know, they come in for this. Now, she is going to have concerts in London, and those, there's no threat that they can tell them there. But they said that they had become, quote, radicalized.
Yeah, well.
Online.
Ooh.
Online through this way. But ISIS is there. We took out ISIS. We destroyed ISIS in Iraq when Trump was president. He came in. They just. It was eradicated. But just like any other terrorist organization, you can take out the leadership and you can take out the middle management, even some of the lower management, right? You can take out their supply lines. You can take out a number of things. You're not going to eradicate it. It just what you do is buy time for, until they build up again. Hamas will be – their top leadership will be gone. Middle management will be gone. Their financial – the financiers, some of them taken out. But it's – you're not going to eradicate Hamas. And now you've got Hezbollah going the other side. And Iran has said, we're going to launch an attack against Israel. Well, Russia's in there saying, yeah, you might want to think about this. The U.S. has said, you go after them. You know, has warned Iran not to attack Israel. You know, as you remember, back on October 7th, they came across into Israel and killed 1,200 people. Some of them are still missing. We still have American hostages, by the way, that Hamas has. I don't see a lot about that in the paper every day, saying, well, what's the administration going to do about this? Of course you're not going to see that. That's could be considered negative. And I mean, it's like this thing with waltz. I was listening to Armstrong and Getty yesterday. If you haven't listened to Armstrong and Getty, they follow our show. Come on, right at 9 o'clock. They're libertarians and they have no problem going after either side. And they were talking about this waltz, lying on about his record. And his military record. And one of them, I don't know if it was Jack or Joe, I'm not sure which one it said, says, I just don't know if that's going to be a big thing. He says, really? Yeah, you know, it was bad to do that, but I just don't know if it's going to be a big thing. Well, let me tell you, ask a veteran what he thinks about a guy who runs for office and embellishes his record by lying. And gained something by his lying about his military record, mm-hmm. and that's called stolen valor. Now, you're going to say, well, stolen valor, you're used to, you know, somebody dressing up in a uniform, and this one woman portrayed a Marine for several years and, get, you know, and gathered tens of thousands of dollars for, you know, her cause. And she was never in the service, first of all. But what Waltz did was he said, oh, I retired as a command sergeant major. That was a lie. It's just a flat-out lie. And then as the command sergeant major, he had been promoted to that. But he, because he didn't finish a school, the Army demoted him. And you hear things like, oh, well, you know, that's something that inner Army stuff. No, here are the requirements to be promoted. He was promoted. He had to finish a couple of things. He failed to do so. So when he retired, right before his unit went to Iraq, and you'll see that, you know, Waltz deployed in support of enduring freedom. His deployment was in Italy. And then his famous statement of holding an M16 up, I've used these war weapons in combat. Well, he's never seen combat. flat out lies. Now, ask veterans what they think of that. And then now they're going after Vance, who said, well, he never saw combat. He was a public affairs guy. Well, he wasn't on the line in combat, but he was in the combat zone. He was doing his job. And here's the thing. They used as an example a public affairs officer, and there was Megan McClung.
Someone who you knew personally.
That
was, on your watch.
Yeah, was killed about a block away from me. She was public affairs. And they had her picture in there. And they said, well, this is a public affairs person that was killed. She was in Ramadi when she was killed along with several other Marines doing her job. And so, to say something like that shows the ignorance and the hatred of the left and the left media, MSNBC, the left media that would say that, who has never served, never spent a day in the service, and most probably doesn't like the military. Yeah, Buford agrees with me. That was Buford in the background going, let me bite one of them. That's it. He's pissed about what
happened. I
have no idea. He's pissed. Yeah.
He's just rolling around making noise right here. I don't even know why. This is unusual.
Hey, what do you think about MSNBC, Buford? That's it. We better take a break. We're over time.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Shasta County Republican Assembly announces its first fundraising dinner and auction, Saturday, August 17th. The mission of the Shasta County Republican Assembly is to support and advance local conservative Republican candidates and issues. Catered by Smoke and Joe's, great live auction prizes and raffles. For ticket information, you can call 530-356-4936 or stop by Jones's Fort. The Shasta County Republican Assembly fundraiser and dinner, Saturday, August 17th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6.
Sponsored by
I'm Tasted Barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi sun, and Smokin' Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step on in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino is about to make your summer sizzle
with our $100,000 Bronco Bucks Swipe to Win Draw.
Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Your Thursdays just got way more thrilling with our weekly drawings kicked off at 7 p.m.
Mark your calendars for the final drawing on August 29th for your shot at cold hard cash.
2024 Ford Bronco.
For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
All right. Did you hear us? Were we up? Did we talk about our conversation? About finances, grocery shopping, the things that, what cost. Was that, were we up, David? Okay, good, David. David is our wonderful producer. And by the way, let's do a little plug for your store. Okay. David, since you're there, let's talk about another business that you have that, you hear the commercial on our station. But you've got art clothes, you do music. Let's hear about your store.
Yeah, so we're a local art gallery. We've got about 25 different artists right now. We've got different clothing designers that we've got, locally made design clothes. We've also got new and upcycled and new and used clothing. We launder all of our used clothing in an industrial washing machine.
You do?
Yeah.
You know what? That... Do you know what? I have never heard that. I mean, when you really have an upscale, cause I do love going to consignment shops. I found some really cool stuff at consignment shops, real upscale consignment shops. The clothes do not stink. Well, you know, sometimes when you go, you know what I mean? They don't. You're not going to spend $100. Say it was a $600 or $700 garment. They're selling it for $100. And you get a beautiful ball gown or you'll get something. They don't have a scent to them because they really take in stuff that is quality. I really appreciate that because that is gross in some places. You can smell when you walk in the door.
Yeah. Yeah, you won't find that at our place. We also have really great inflation-busting prices that you won't see. So come by the shop, check out the prices. You'll be amazed at our low, low prices.
I love that.
Remember when people used to advertise low, low prices?
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore. Well, we do. Low, low prices.
And art. Okay, so tell our listeners where you are.
1740 California Street. We're in the Foundry Square. That's where the clock tower is. We've got the Reading Police Department substation there. We're across from Jack's and free parking.
And what are your hours?
We are open from 11 to 7, 6 days a week. Close on Sunday.
Man, great.
That's
okay,
what
thank
we can
you.
Work him on Sundays.
Now, you know, it's really interesting. Yesterday when I was in my Pilates class, I had read about this, but, you know, I'm not sure if they're implementing it yet in Reading. But the gal who runs does her Pilates, her son works at Costco. And she says, oh, my gosh, we hear all about the things at Costco and I didn't know this. I always thought that when you're a member of Costco and you get the coupons that come in the mail, there are special days that are coupon days. And I always just thought that they're showing you what those are, but they take it off at the when you check out. Well, no. So there's a lot of things with Costco that I'm really not sure, but our Costco here in Reading is one of the best producing sales in all of California. Well, one of the top producing. Because you think about all the, you got the, you know, like Tehama, Butte, Shasta, Mount Shasta. Because here's what's in the headlines. The next time you head to Costco, make sure you have your plastic or digital membership card and a matching ID. The members only warehouse retailer is really starting to crack down on non-members. Costco confirmed in January to begin testing the scanning of membership cards at the entrance of some locations as a way to improve member experience in that card, and that cards wouldn't need to be scanned at checkout. So over the coming months, membership scanning devices will be used at the entrance door of your local warehouse. Remember when we were in there that one day and there were like 20 kids, it's like a church bus group or something, 20 kids that were sitting there waiting for their hot dogs or whatever, and I thought, well, I just couldn't understand.
They were guests of a card member.
But what, do you get 20 guests?
I guess. But the other thing about this is, people will do is give their cards to somebody else. So if your card's got a photo on it, even though your photo looked like me on your first card.
Did.
Linda hands me my card. She says, here's your.
Now it's in color.
Here's your card. And I said, that's you. And, you know, you cried for a day.
Well,
you know,
I had a hat on. With the picture came out, I had a fur hat on and something else. And it was winter and they posed and it just came out at this kind of white. And so my head looked like I had gray hair. And I didn't think anything about it. Here's your card, girl. So then she went, no! It's true.
Anyway, so, but if you've got a card that's got your picture on it and it's recognizable, you don't have to have that second form of ID. Imagine that. You have to show ID to go to Costco, but you don't have to show ID to vote. There's something wrong here, some people would say.
Well, you know, if you're a member of Costco, just like anything else, when people take advantage, it's almost as if, you know, when you have, you're using somebody else's internet ID for free uploads, and one of these days it's going to get cracked down for your streaming services. Now you can, you know, do that within your family, but then when you start letting friends and stuff like that use it, then it becomes you're abusing the privilege or what you're paying for. I don't know. What do you think about that? You have no thoughts
on
it?
No, I do. You know, you join something and you pay that money to keep the prices low, and then other people come in who don't pay the money, you're being cheated, and the store's being cheated. The fact is that it doesn't surprise me that Costco's one of the best, because you've got people driving in from Bernie and Fall River and other places to hit this Costco. They come in and they shop once a month and spend a lot of money, because that's where they, you know, those are the ones that buy the six bottles of ketchup and the, 20 pounds of hamburger and beef and all this stuff, because they shop once a month. People live here in Reading and close around here, of course, you have that opportunity to go to it more often. And the only thing that I've ever wanted to do was get out of Costco for under $300. And it's happened maybe three times in 17 years.
We actually went in the other day and it was $2.99.
Okay, you went in for one thing.
No, but we do get our, you know, stuff for work too. We get our paper towels and our toilet paper, and we also get it for work. And now,
okay, well, let's talk about that, because now we have to go out. We need to get creamer and coffee.
Yes.
Why? Because, you know, we were with Mount Shasta Springwater for 14 years.
Yes.
Now, they were sold to a nationwide corporation.
Which is
called Alhambra. And you know me, people.
Alhambra, LA. It's out of LA.
I don't say bad things about business. Would never say a bad thing about a local business, even if I go in there and have a bad experience, because it could be just like it was me, or it was just a bad day. We all have bad days. You've heard some of our bad shows, and it just wasn't a good day. But this Alhambra Water Company has non-existent customer service, non-existent. So not immediately, I gave them 2 or 3 weeks, called them, oh, our supervisor will call you back, and all this, never got a phone call back. They never showed up. But they keep sending me these notices of how they're going to charge me. They're real good at that. Alhambra Water Company. So I went to the one down in Palo Cedro, and they are so nice. And they said, look, we can get you on for next week. You know, they have been very, very busy as people have been shifting over to them.
Because there's a lot of businesses that will
want
bottled water to give to their guests. Go ahead.
And what I was going to say is they were going to get us next week. And I said, gosh, can we get some at home? And yesterday, water showed up at our house.
But they did not take the six large bottles that I left out there for them.
Because it's a different bottle. And she told me that. We won't take those. So we'll recycle those somehow. But what I'm getting at is here's a local business that is giving good service, and you get this national business that takes over Mount Shasta Springwater, we had a great relationship with them. And it became, you know, it was just horrible. And the last Alhambra water bottle I saw was in Umpqua Bank, and it was empty, sitting there in the bank. We got to take a break for the news, and we come back with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News media. And as a result, from the American people.
In his first public appearance since the unveiling of the Harris-Walz Democratic ticket, Trump took questions from reporters for about an hour, something he said the vice president is unwilling to do.
She's not doing any news conference. You know why she's not doing it? Because she can't do a news conference. She doesn't know how to do a news conference. She's not smart enough to do a news conference.
Not long after Trump's news conference, Harris answered a few questions from reporters before boarding a plane in Michigan. And she said she hopes to schedule a major interview before the end of the month. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And Harris addressed a union audience in Detroit the other day, claiming that she is all about uniting people.
We believe in the collective.
Harris has agreed to a single debate with Mr. Trump, who is pressing for three of them, the ABC Trump-Harris debate set for September 10th. Harris's running mate, Tim Walz, has yet to address the stolen valor issues raised against him, stemming from his time in and his departure from the National Guard. There are floods and threats of floods as the storm they call Debbie continues to move up the eastern seaboard. It has been soaking the mid-Atlantic region, parts of central Pennsylvania as well, and New York State, New England, bracing for the possibility of some heavy weather. This year's largest California wildfire continues scorching timber in hot, tinder-dry weather. The Park Fire has burned more than 660 square miles since the 24th of last month, starting near the Sacramento Valley city of Chico, burning northward up the western flank of the Sierra Nevada. On Wall Street, stocks now in positive territory with the Dow up 38 points, the Nasdaq ahead 29, and the S&P is up 14 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Americans now have more credit card debt than any time in history, owing a staggering $1.3 trillion collectively. What happens when most people can't pay their bills? Well, the U.S. economy is clearly moving into uncertain territory. That's why more Christians are turning to gold just for their peace of mind. I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian news analyst with a 30-year track record of predicting trends. The Bible tells us that gold is a time-tested store of value that can protect your God-given assets through almost anything, including America's historic debt bubble. And here's the good news. You can own gold for your 401k or IRA. My friends at Birch Gold Group can help you buy gold for your retirement account, tax-free and penalty-free. To learn more, text the word FAITH to 989898 for an info kit from Birch Gold that's entirely free, zero cost or obligation. Text that next step right now and take it. Text FAITH to the number 989898 for your free info kit. That's FAITH to 989898.
Thailand's main opposition party has reconstituted itself 2 days after being disbanded by the country's top court.
This is the second time that Thailand's young reformists have been forced to choose new leaders and a new name. Most of Move Forward's MPs have now transferred to yet another political vehicle, calling themselves the People's Party. Their new leader, Natapong Ruang Panyawat, a 37-year-old tech entrepreneur, is a relatively unknown political figure, but the party is confident that from the opposition benches it can once again capitalise on the yearning for change among Thai voters at the next election. The bigger question is whether they will ever be allowed to take power. Thailand has a long history of intervention by the courts and the military.
The BBC's Jonathan Head. A bus traveling between cities in Turkey has struck a pillar of an overpass, 9 passengers killed. Officials say at least 26 other people were injured. News and analysis, townhall.com. Cost of borrowing for a new home has fallen to its lowest level in quite some time.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.47%. That's the lowest level in more than a year and the second straight weekly decline. The latest pullback is a welcome development for home shoppers facing record-high home prices and for homeowners eager to refinance. Mortgage rates are influenced by several factors, including the Federal Reserve's interest rate policy. Signs of easing inflation and a cooling job market have raised expectations of a Fed rate cut as soon as next month. That has many economists forecasting that mortgage rates will ease further this year. I'm Alex Vega.
China has been busy churning out more electric vehicles. The latest statistics bear that out. China's vehicle exports rose by 20% last month from 1 year earlier, and a good share of that was the export of EVs. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 9th of August, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And David's at the helm, and International Indigenous Day?
Yeah, World Indigenous Day all around the world.
Fabulous.
Okay. All right, Linda.
Yeah. Okay, we should play some music like that when you do some bump music just to pay tribute. 76 degrees currently in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have around 102 today. And winds maybe up to about 7 miles per hour in the afternoon. Not too much of a biggie tonight. 71. Tomorrow calls for again 102 and overnight lows of 70. As we progress on Sunday, get ready for a fabulous under triple digit forecast after that, because we've got Sunday night at Sunday at 97 and Monday at 91 and Tuesday at 90. And like I said in the first hour, doesn't it make you feel like you want to start getting out your fall clothes? I can't wait. I think I'm going to get my clothing rack out this weekend and start pulling wardrobe and then know what I can get rid of, you know. So it's just kind of cool to know that we are going to be in fall soon, I hope. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, where they always give senior and veteran discounts. A veteran-owned company, 365-3793. And speaking of a veteran-owned company,
Patrick.
Wouldn't you call it a veteran-owned company?
It is veteran-owned. Yes, it is.
Veteran-owned company. And he's true a veteran. He's not saying that he was carrying rifles in war.
I'm carrying rifles, but not in war. Not in technicality, war. Right? There's an artist in Korea, but no, I got it in gunfights or something
right.
Like that.
But you were closer to it. You were closer to it than Waltz was.
Yeah.
He was in Italy.
I heard about that.
Italy and Norway.
He was had a 25-year career, never deployed on us.
And when they got ready to deploy, he just got too busy. He had to retire then. And people go, well, he had a hearing problem. We all have hearing problems.
I'll tell you, we did not wear hearing protection out of when we weren't on the range qualifying. When you're doing live fire, I never wore hearing protection. I don't think anybody did. You can't hear.
Well, they asked me that when I got back in the VA here, and she said, "But did you wear hearing protection?" I said, "Yeah, when we were, training, out there, and you're firing the 50s and all these." And she said, "Well, yeah, but did you wear them when you were, in the field?" And I said, "Nobody did." I said, "You can't hear. That's the idea. It deadens your sense of sound there, and you didn't do that." It was, and she just kind of looked at me like, and I'm thinking, you have no concept of what you're even asking me
like
about.
Like yelling to your partner so they can hear you when you're in the bush?
The other thing was, out of higher headquarters came out and said in the Hummers, we were supposed to, they said, we, you know, it's Marines are not, well, this came from the joint headquarters. Our military are not wearing our people out, you know, engaging, you know, along the roads and everything, are not wearing their seat belts. Well,
or gear.
And when we saw that, it just showed, I don't know who put that out, but I hope that every general that saw it, you know, like Marine general and then and the combat arms generals that route, they would have gone back and said, are you kidding me? We're going to put a seatbelt on in a Hummer so that when it gets hit by the IED or you get attacked, now you've got to get the seatbelt off all your equipment. That we'll find, as we know, will find a way to wrap itself around, and now you're stuck in the Humvee. It was just stupid. It was just stupid. And I applaud Waltz for
he's a veteran. For serving. I mean, he is a vet.
He is a veteran.
But don't talk about carrying a gun, the type of weapon in the war zone when you weren't in a war zone.
And he was the senior enlisted man in his battalion.
Command sergeant major, right?
To get him, the command sergeant major to get, you know, training to go to war. And when they got, you know, they were getting the alert order, they knew they were happening. He resigned.
Might have saved lives. That might have saved lives, though.
Yeah.
You know, if he stepped down because he wasn't the man for it, then he probably saved lives.
If you're just
that
tuning
had
in.
Nothing to do with it.
What
he had to do was he was running. He was going to run for Congress, and going off to war. What he did was, in my opinion, just my opinion as a veteran, he abandoned his people right there. He abandoned them.
But think about this. Like, what if he hadn't and he wasn't the right man to lead them? It would have been maybe the right leader stepped into a spot.
Well, not because of what he did, but we'll never know because he chose to not go with his unit who he had trained. And if there had been problems, I would have hoped that his commander would have noticed that.
Yeah.
And he wasn't relieved from duty.
No.
He opted not to go with his troops that had come to rely on this man. So that shows to me a very much of a character flaw.
I think that the big issue, I mean, so 25 years of service, command sergeant major, I mean, it's not easy to make that, right? You're at
0.01%.
So he did serve well. But if you're going to run on combat, I make comments about combat experience and firearms and people not being able to own certain firearms because he carried those in a war zone when he wasn't there.
These are weapons of war.
That's where you start getting yourself into trouble,
Well, I really appreciate that, and so do our listeners, because you're talking to, you're listening to two veterans where this is, what would you call this, an Achilles? What would you call this? Like a bone of contention?
Stolen valor? I think that's kind of how it has a tinge of that.
It does have a tinge of that. You know, it's not like the guy dressing up who'd never been in the service or embellished it. And what it is you are making up things to in stolen valor, you're making up things to enhance not only you, but to also, in some cases, get money. In his case, it's running for Vice President of the United States.
Yeah.
And you know what? You see all these, mainstream media are trying to somehow say that, well, you know, this or that. And then they go after Vance. Well, he was a public affairs officer, and he never saw combat like they did. But Vance went.
And he's
did the
claiming.
Best job he could, and they talk, public affairs. Megan McClung, and we just talked about in the last.
Was he a reporter? Was he a combat correspondent, right?
No, I don't know what he did, but it wasn't like he was in a firefight.
Okay.
So I'm sure that he was out, though, doing those things. And so, and somebody used as an example, as a public affairs officer, Major Megan McClung. She was in my unit. She was killed in Ramadi. Yeah. And,
I'll tell you, the Al-Qaeda guys, the Taliban, and the former Iraqis and Iraqi Republican Guards, they weren't going after the infantry units. They're going after the support lines. They're going after the support units.
I mean, and we got rocketed. We had people killed. Our church got hit. We had people getting killed in Fallujah, in our camp there. And so, I mean, but if you look at the definition of combat veteran, okay, you're going to get me going here. When Zapata was here several years ago, not here on the show, but, you know, he was a Marine. He had deployed to Iraq. And people were saying, well, he wasn't really a combat Marine because, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, stupid people that have been in the Navy 40 years ago. And so you just need to look at the definition from the VA and the veterans of foreign wars, people that deployed to a combat zone and were in a combat zone are combat veterans.
Yeah, you're going to get a taste of it, whether you're shot at or you're seeing the bodies coming in. You're going to get a taste
of it. Oh, we had people with PTSD that their job was handling bodies.
Yeah.
And, I mean, think about that, you know, because you kind of pull them out of units. And he said, this one kid told me, he said, one young Marine told me, he said, it was, you know, it's bad, but, you know, I was doing okay until it was somebody I knew. Yeah. And then
you can't depersonalize it.
Yeah, then you can't depersonalize it.
Since the last time I was here, a million things happened. The assassinations hadn't happened.
Oh, yeah.
We had, you know, didn't know that they were going to, you know, push Biden out. I mean, a million things have happened since last
time. Oh, it has.
It's been a month.
And now like Harris.
2 years worth of stuff.
Yeah, 2 years worth of stuff. In July, that's why July was so long. It seemed like July went on forever.
Oh, yeah, we had the fires. I mean, yeah.
Oh, my God. Everything still going on.
Assassination attempts. Biden, the people finally realized and he couldn't hold, you know, they couldn't hide it any longer. No matter what Harris said about this man is stronger than anybody in there. He can go all day, sharp as a tack. Excuse me. He needs to be led from his bedroom to the bathroom.
That's not why they got rid of him. People stopped putting money in. The money got pulled. That's why. All of a sudden, once the money got pulled, he said, I'm not putting money in, and everybody followed suit, all of a sudden, hey,
if you're
problem.
Just tuning in, we are going to take a break. Sorry, but we are, no. Carl's on fire, and he has been about this for quite some time. And who better to discuss it with than Patrick Gorman. He's here with his wife, Jill. This is Gorman Law Hour. And
we may even talk about law.
Linda's like a sports commentator, right? You're calling the plays here.
I'm just trying to keep us on track. It's 8:15. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by another veteran-owned business. I'm just curious. You know, we'll get weigh in from all of our veterans. Jeff from Crackmaster, like if you've got a chip or a crack in your windshield, you know when you go in and out of this heat, you're putting your air conditioning on, you're going from hot to cold, those cracks grow. So you can go in for a free consultation, let him look at it, and tell you what you can sit right there while he's working on it as well. Give him a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. He's located at 3208 South Market Street. That's Crackmaster. Give Jeff a call. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging would like to invite you to join our free caregiver support events during the month of August. During these presentations, you will learn techniques on how to help when they don't want your help and how to plan ahead in caregiving by getting your documents in order. These free events will be held in Yreka, Weaverville, Susanville, Redding, Alturas, and Burney, and all attendees will receive free resource materials. Visit psa2.org for dates and times. That's psa2.org.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a pool bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there!
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. It was bound to happen. We received several calls from vehicle owners that have had their cars repaired at the big box body shops. They were not satisfied with the repairs. They were told by their insurance company they had no choice to who was to repair their vehicle. This is not true. Big box body shops have such a large influence in the industry, unsatisfied customers have little or no effect on the customer base. Coachmaster has been repairing vehicles in Redding since 1969. Redding is a small town. We don't exist for 55 years with unsatisfied customers. Any and every customer's repair concern is taken personally. At Coachmaster, we do whatever it takes to retain the respect and trust of our customers. We do what's right. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
National, International Indigenous Day.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the show, 8:20 in the morning here on the 9th of August. Hey, The Acid Canal is an award-winning documentary. And we had the producer-director on yesterday, Tyler Ferris. And it's going to be premiering at the Cascade Theater. This thing has won a lot of awards. And it's the story of the Acid Canal and what happened to it when we got 18% of the water and the impact it had on people. And they're in there in the Byzantine rules of water here in California and the feds. It's the story of the Anderson Cottonwood community and the effects on their lives during the loss of water in 2022. The film explores the many facets that go into managing our water in California and telling the stories of the locals' experience. It's at the Cascade Theater, August 17th. Tickets are $20. So, and it's kind of like premiering here, and then it's going to go on out to streaming and all these others. But he's a very interesting young man. He's a homegrown young man that has made his living off documentaries and, you know, and other film. But I personally can't wait. We already gave away two tickets to that yesterday.
In some states, because of the water rights here, in some states you can't. It's illegal to even capture like runoff from your gutters and put it in a barrel.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There are Byzantine laws, but changing them gone. There would be no private right ownership of water if you did anything.
Okay. Now
we have a name of the winner for our American flag. You know, the flag center on Hilltop Drive. Partners with us, and every Friday we are always encouraging people to call in. But Lane Amlin, you have won the American flag. That is a beautiful, like, weather, you know,
resistant.
It's not weatherproof, but rather resistant, rather. And so come on into the station and get your flag.
Yeah, we'll give you a call today and let you know you won. Okay, we're here with Patrick and Jill Gorman of Gorman's Law, the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento that they have built over the last few years. But we're going to talk about something else,
yeah,
because we always talk about something else. You came in with something you just found out yesterday that could have a huge impact.
Absolutely. Well, I think it's also just one more sign of things that affect our lives, and it does affect my business. You know, when the economy goes down, a lot of people who've been working hard file worker comp claims, you know, when they're laid off and things like that. But and it affects insurance companies too. So it's just another sign of you know, structural financial issues. And you know, I don't know if people, you know, we're looking at, you know, the markets essentially kind of started melting down this week, and the stock markets and things. But yeah, I found out yesterday that Wells Fargo is completely they are out of the housing market. They are not lending. They aren't doing refinances. So I mean, Wells Fargo's lend you money at 3%, 2.75%. They will not refinance it at 7% right now. They're not doing home mortgages either. Nothing new. And this has been going on for about a year, but it seems like it was pretty low key. They were the biggest lender there was, and you know, I mean, the prime rates now are above 7%. So it's profitable in that sense, but it indicates that they're worried about the actual underlying price of the home. Right, so if they lend it out, it's
what you're
money.
Saying is this bubble could break.
I think, and that's what their thinking. Analysis are concerned about. Yeah. Yeah,
all the money they lend out, and people will, as we saw in 2008,
they just foreclose.
They walk away, and because they can't pay it.
Yeah,
they've lost jobs. The house that they've spent $300,000, $500,000, $600,000, $1 million on, it's worth, you know, half of that.
Sure, so. And I think some people are already barely scraping by to pay their mortgage, and now you're paying a mortgage on something that's not worth anywhere close to what you paid for it, and you get laid off, right? And so, yeah, you leave.
Yeah.
You walk away. And the bank's left holding the bag. And so there's that. And then, you know, a lot of folks know that, you know, people are losing their insurance. We have somebody we know where I don't know if they used a drone or a Google Earth or whatever, but they just canceled their policy with no notice, saying, hey, your roof isn't new enough. They just canceled their policy. So it's pretty aggressive, and you know, we're looking at that, and the state, the insurance commissioner, and the governor's negotiating with the insurance companies to let them charge much more, and even then they want nothing to do with it. And State Farm's come out and said, hey, we have structural issues. So you know, in front of the cameras, you know, the commissioner, you know, insurance commissioner's like, oh well, this is a problem. How can they have structural issues? But they're not disclosing the fact that we don't want to cover this under the Fair Payment Plan Act because we can't afford it either, right? So there's financial structural issues, and then a lot of injuries that I have that involve the state of California. They're not doing lump sum settlements and stuff, so they're worried about future budget issues. So I think that the writing's on the wall here, that at least everybody's very concerned that there's going to be something, you know, not just not a 2002 or a 1999 recession, but a 2008, 2010 recession.
Okay.
Well, it's still
all right.
To find out that Wells Fargo and lending money for new homes.
They were the number one lender, and they just walked away.
Wow. Well,
I haven't seen that anywhere.
Well, I've been hearing this now for a couple of days about, is there a recession? I think somewhere Trump is talking about a recession happening, and then like hearing the different news channels, you know, because I bounce around, I listen to different things and read different things, and this is the second. Well, this is probably every single day in the last week I've heard somebody talking about a recession that is looming.
Yeah, and I think that, well, the Fed Reserve has been raising interest rates specifically to have a recession. I guess the question is how bad. And
yeah, they want to slow the economy down.
But then what happens? I mean, so what they were doing with these home mortgages in, you know, the 2000s, where they were getting derivatives to leverage them and make more money off of them, they've been doing that on treasury bonds globally. Trillions and trillions of dollars are leveraged into, I heard a number of quadrillion dollars, $3 quadrillion in derivatives. So I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of people that are yelling the sky is falling and things like that. But it's not going to be like a 6-month, oh, people aren't going to the mall situation, right? It's bubbly. They've been, I mean, think of all of the money they've been pumping into the treasury.
All the funny money that they've been printing and putting out there. Yeah. And that money, you know, every day it's tens of billions of dollars, and you know, pretty soon those things add up, and there's going to be a reckoning here someday. And
maybe inflation goes down. I mean, and the whole point is inflation is, you know, goes down. That's the whole theory, right? If you have a recession, you contract, it reduces the monetary supply, and then it reduces inflation. So that might be some repeat, but it seems like the prices never go down to where they were before.
They never do. Inflation. It's like the tide comes in, and it just keeps coming in a little bit further each time. Mm-hmm. And you can push it back, or you can put a wall there, and then the next time it just kind of just keeps going. The thing is that inflation has affected not the rich. It doesn't affect the rich.
The middle class is squeezed the most.
But the middle class is getting hammered by the cost of gas, food. You know, a bag of groceries that you bought for $26 3 years ago is now something like $42. I mean, for the same food.
It's
ridiculous.
It all trickles through and. So there's that. It does. I mean, there's usually.
And who do we thank for that?
I think the financial institutions and the central banks, not the government, they don't make policy.
There's a recession when
the banks decide there's a recession, right?
Let's get into this. I talked to somebody yesterday that said, you know, the bureaucracy of the federal government.
Unelected governments.
Unelected bureaucracy, the nameless, faceless people whose mantra is, I'll be here after you're gone, mm-hmm. how much control do they really, really have? The Supreme Court pushed back on them in two cases about the permitting and the Chevron. Said, well, you know, from the way I understand, I'm not a lawyer, but said, no, you can't do that. That is something Congress has to do.
They cannot delegate.
You can't delegate that to people. So,
are they going to pull a Jefferson and just, or Andrew Jackson, say, okay, then stop us with your army? I mean, that's what, you know, with the Supreme Court, I mean, what's the Supreme Court going to do to enforce it? If the fourth branch of government, that's what we learned about in law school, they call it the fourth branch of government, not the deep state. What if they just say, we're not listening to you? And the president's not going to do anything because they're all appointees. What's going to happen?
Well,
Congress doesn't want the accountability. They don't have to worry about the accountability when bad policy is made by these administrative branches. They have clean hands, right? They delegate it, by agency, and that's what they want. Otherwise, they wouldn't have it. Congress would have fixed it. The president would put a stop to it. If it's the Supreme Court alone, who's gonna enforce it?
And then, because the Supreme Court's pushing back and actually doing their job, now they want to replace them. Let's pack the court. A majority in a poll thinks the Supreme Court should be reined in. Guess what? It's the Supreme Court's job to make decisions that may be unpopular, but it goes by the Constitution.
Right. If we have a tripartite for that example. We aren't a democracy. We're not a democracy for that very reason. The majority becomes tyrannical if you live in a pure democracy. That's why we are not one. That's why we have two senators per state.
We have a republic. Three branches of government. A republic. Yeah. And people seem to forget that.
I used to answer polls I've answered about three of them, and they never stopped calling you. I think that if people that answer polls generally have nothing to do or they're not informed.
And you look at polls, look at the questions, how they are asked, what the questions are. Oh, yeah. I mean, you can bleed anything into that. Yep. So, we got to take a break. This portion of the show.
Love it.
This portion of the show brought to you. Jill and
our girls, our poor ladies here.
No.
Yeah, you know what? You girls are saints.
No, we're just on a ride, aren't we, Jill?
Yeah, you guys are just like bystanders in an accident here. Car accident.
And guess what? More people are piling into it. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop of choice and has been since I've lived here in Redding. It's a veteran-owned business. I've never had a bad haircut there in like 17 years. Personable barbers, it's a great place to go to. I make an appointment by giving them a call at 530-244-9478. Set up my appointment. Now, Ted and I have the same appointment time, so Lady, I can get in there and continue our bromance while we're getting our hair cut. I was ready to cut his hair last week, and he almost had tears in his eyes. He wanted me to, but then again, he has to go out and see people afterwards. Cypress Square Barbershop, great place, my friends. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
Shasta County Republican Assembly announces its first fundraising dinner and auction, Saturday, August 17th. The mission of the Shasta County Republican Assembly is to support and advance local conservative Republican candidates and issues. Catered by Smoke and Joe's, great live auction prizes and raffles. For ticket information, you can call 530-356-4936 or stop by Jones's Fort. The Shasta County Republican Assembly fundraiser and dinner, Saturday, August 17th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6.
Sponsored by...
I've tasted barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son. And Smokin' Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step on in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Welcome back to 35 Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, Friday, 9th of August, 8:36 in the morning. Our guests are Patrick and Jill Gorman of Gorman's Law Office down in Palo Cedro, workers' compensation. And are we going to talk about anything legal?
Yeah. No, okay. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. You ready?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well,
Gorman
Law. We talked about stolen valor at the first part, and then we talked about Wells Fargo has pulled out of the home lending market, and that's huge. Why? Yeah, because they are the largest lender. Why are they pulling out? Yeah. What do they see coming down the line?
Yeah.
That's kind of scary right there.
Yeah, and it affects workers' comp. I mean, I was in the industry with the last one, and like AIG almost went into liquidation, and the state of California covers that. And a lot of people have been working hurt, and once they lose their job and don't have their employer that will accommodate their work, they can't get another one. So it results in a workers' compensation claim. It results in people getting an attorney. There's always a wave of termination claims, and there's things that sophisticated things that employers can do where, you know, if there's a large amount of claims filed, you can consolidate them and report it as one claim so your workers' comp premiums don't go through the roof. So there's that, instead of just denying them. There's all kinds of sophisticated ways to navigate it, but it does affect the whole marketplace. It affects the injured workers who have had a boss that is taking care of them, and now they can't get another job because they're hurt. It affects the employers because they have a bunch of post-term claims, and their insurance premiums go way up. And, it bleeds through to everything. The recession does bleed through to everything. And workers' comp is directly labor related, right? So, I've surprised more and more by how many people have what appear to be, either neurological degenerative diseases or chronic inflammatory diseases, autoimmune diseases, and are exposed to gnarly stuff up here. I down in the Bay Area when I worked there, there's a lot of secretaries, you know what I mean? There's a lot of that. There's chemical exposure, but most of the construction guys down there, they're working for subcontractors on the pipelines or whatever. They live up here. They don't live in the Bay Area, right? And so they go down there and they work, a couple weeks at a time, and then they come and live up in this beautiful place. They don't run that rat race. So, I had stuff down there, but there's a lot of it up here. And I'm just amazed by how everybody thinks that it's cancer. Cancer is less common than having early, like Parkinson's when it doesn't run in the family, or Alzheimer's at 53 when your dad got a different kind of Alzheimer's at 82, you know? And then there's a lot of people all of a sudden just start having like ulcerative colitis, you know, and other inflammatory diseases. So everybody thinks, oh, mesothelioma. I mean, that is rare. There's a lot more common things, and, you know, it's just people don't realize the connection, and even the doctors aren't looking for it. But it's just, you know, think about it. There's a lot of Superfund sites up here. There's a lot of former, you know, timber and mill sites, and, you know, the dirt's got arsenic and all kinds of stuff in it.
We talked about that because we went up into the wilderness, and there was, we talked about with this group that we were with about, you know, we've attended a few things recently that do talk about the statistics in the Shasta and Tehama and Butte County with high levels of cancer rates. And because we were up in, because I always said, because there was so much mining here, is there a way that some of this stuff, like, gone into the soil, deep into the water, and then also pollutants in the air from the fires? Hello,
yeah,
nano.
That's got to be
particles that can make you have a heart attack.
Yeah.
Nanoparticles are known. That's a term.
At this mine site, we found up in the middle of nowhere, and this was a big. We talked about it, big gold mine site. Mm-hmm. Well, they stamped the quartz gold into powder. Or, you know, I mean, and so then they would separate the gold from the powder. Well, what did they use? You could smell the sulfur mm-hmm. in the air up there, mm-hmm. and I found a ball of sulfur. It was yellow, and first of all, we just thought it was yellow rock, but when you pick it up, it was soft, and when I dropped it, it just
looked like something out of a science
class. Yeah, but mercury.
Yeah.
They use mercury to
and
separate
metal
it.
Dust, and that causes dirt, all kinds of stuff.
And who knows how much of that they used to get that gold out and where it went to. Well, it went into the soil, into the water system 125 years ago.
Yeah. Well, the particles that you breathe in, you know, the water table's something, right? But it could get diluted. I mean, one thing that I've wanted, I don't know, maybe this is a crackpot thought, but I just, you know, certain cases.
I can't believe you have a crackpot.
Well, you know, I mean, think about it.
How about Joe? So what do you think?
Maybe. You know, I guess we'll find out now.
That's what attracted you to coming back to your high school sweetheart.
I was a knucklehead. I think she thought I was stupid when she first started dating me, and now she just realizes I'm insane.
We needed a little bit of that.
Did you think he was a little slow?
I mean, no, I didn't think he was slow. I guess I thought he was resistant to what I wanted him to think.
Yeah, okay.
Which is stupid.
It took her a while to break me. I was like,
well, wait
horse.
A minute. Yeah. Can you say that again? I love that he was resistant. Linda.
She's so.
I'm resistant to things that you want, so I am stupid.
She's right. Because in her mind, she's
right.
Yeah,
she's right. So nanoparticles are materials where outer dimensions range between 1 and 100, whatever. The compact surface area gives more accessibility for enhanced surface functionality within a specific volume. There was something in here that talks about, this is what I want to say. Nanoparticles in the body may include lung inflammation and heart problems. Studies in humans show that breathing in diesel soot causes a general inflammatory response and alters the system that regulates the involuntary functions in the cardiovascular system, such as control of heart rate.
So a lot of long-haul truck drivers, they all have heart problems, and the doctors blame their weight. They always so doctors aren't really looking for this because nobody brings it up, and they're not occupational medical specialists, right? So you go in, and they're like, oh, you're fat, you know, or you have too much stress, or you drink too much caffeine. You got to just exercise and have a better diet. They're not thinking, like, this guy's been inhaling diesel exhaust for 20 years, like 40, you know, 60 hours a week, right? They're not thinking about that. Or this person's been, you know, driving a cement truck, and they use I forget the type of acid. I used to use the acid to wash it down. So these courtyards, they have, you know, a bunch of that stuff in the dust.
Well, what about let's go back to the fires.
Let's talk about the fires.
I'm heading up in the mountains, up in the Warners, and the smoke from the park fires is blanketing that at times. And I'm talking to my buddy who's going with me. He says, I'm concerned about the smoke. I said, why don't you wear a mask? And he goes, no, it's from my horse. You know, the horses are breathing this in, and they're, and, you know, we're up there working them. And it's true. Horses can be, be affected. Animals can be affected just like humans can. So, the amount of carbon and everything that goes up in the air. We talk about worrying about carbon, you know, from cars. This fire probably releases as much carbon as
more than we ever have.
Tens of thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands of cars every day.
Well, I never really heard about this nanoparticle until we went to a I think we spoke at, but it had to be about, well, it was the last big fire we had at Rotary. And there was a woman at this Rotary luncheon, and she said, I have to move. I can't be here. And I said, why? She goes, because of my nanoparticles in my heart. And I was like, what? So I went home and looked it up and thought, well, you know what? We don't know what's in the nanoparticles, what is being released from the wood. And the cars,
what about all the cartel things that are burning down?
That are being, in the houses and the stuff that's burning, that's in the air. We have no idea the long-term effects of what that's doing to our bodies.
The bottom line, though, is that you're seeing it in your practice.
I see it, and I have experience. I mean, I on the other side, I had a guy who sold auto paint, and he had some weird blood cancer from the solvents. You know, and it's just nobody's really, the doctors aren't looking for that. They're looking at diet and lifestyle.
Doctors, in medical school, they say if you hear animals clopping by, you think horses. They don't think zebras. Mm-hmm. And every so often, it's a zebra.
Right.
And, you know, because they look for the things they're taught first. And it's only when it's kind of, you know, that you start getting into it, then they say, oh, this isn't a horse, this is a zebra. You know, it still has four hooves, but it's totally different.
Well, unless you're trained. So you get to some amazing, like UCSF, amazing occupational, environmental and occupational exposure clinic, right? Their occupational medical center is top-notch. And they have industrial hygienists, and they have people that specialize in it. They see it. They understand. And they understand that systems overlap, all these body systems. It's
right.
Like disciplinary. You get, like, rheumatologists and pulmonologists and things like that. But you go to your primary, your family, you know, medical doctor, their level of specialization is, hey, you know, lifestyle choice, age. All right, lifestyle choice is an age. That's where you're looking at. They're not going to be like, hey, well, you know, for 20 years you were exposed to diesel exhaust.
Okay, we got to take a quick break. We're here with Patrick and Jill Gorman, Gorman's Law Office down in Palo Cedro, does workers' compensation. We're talking about these different things that affect people that, you know, go into a general practitioner, and the general practitioner is really, really good, but they're trained to look at okay, I know that you're having these problems, but you're also 50 pounds overweight, and you drink a six pack a day. You might want to, you need to lose weight, change your diet, and this, but not realizing that this could be a lot more serious, and you run into this a lot.
Yeah, I think if they knew that, then they might be able to treat symptoms a little bit.
Yeah, sure. Okay, we're going to take a break, 8:46 in the morning here on the 9th of August, and we'll be right back.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Unleash the heat and let the hunt turn every moment into a sizzling spectacle. Experience the allure of the hottest male performers heating up the event center at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday and Saturday, August 23rd and 24th. Get up close and personal with these male dancers as they work their way from the stage and through the crowd. Tickets for this steamy event are just $20 plus fees and include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find performance at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Ready for an unforgettable night of amazing music and good vibes? Then join us for an epic night at Danger Kitty's Billion Dollar Bash 2. It's all going down August 24th at the Axiom Repertory Theater, and this lineup is straight fire. We're talking about the killer sounds of Jeremy Ryan and the California Grown Band and the Pine Dogs Unleashed as openers, with Danger Kitty as the main event. Plus, you'll be feasting on some mouthwatering grub from Lakota's Catering, and the Axiom No Host Bar will be open. The whole shebang is included in your ticket price, and it's powered by Kay Shasta, Soundwave Entertainment, and KTNR Radio. Don't miss out on what is guaranteed to be a legendary night of rock and roll. Grab your tickets, rally your crew, as this promises to be a night to remember. Head on over to our website, DangerKittyMusic.com, or the Axiom Theater website for all the details and tickets. We'll see you there.
Oh, that was...
Welcome back.
Yeah, but he came in with Danger Kitty. Now, Danger Kitty. Danger Kitty is having their CD release bash coming up here on the 24th. We will be there for their album release. So excited for that. Danger Kitty.
And you know what? Linda drugged me to the last one. And I tell you what, Danger Kitty. Because there'll be a couple other bands
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's a full night.
And I tell you what a great time it was.
If you name something Danger Kitty, you got to go big.
You
can't underdo that.
And local band.
They put together this little, 20-second snippet of my neighbor in here, 30 seconds.
I interviewed him on Thursday night.
She interviewed him, and kind of that, and who's in it? Here comes Buford. He comes walking right toward the camera going, look at me. Right now, Sue and Buford are having
their
morning
dog.
Their morning love affair.
Yeah.
He just loves Sue.
Yeah.
He comes over there, puts his paw up in her lap and goes, here, I love you.
I know. I miss you.
We're here with Patrick and Jill Gorman, Gorman Law Office down in Palo Cedro, good friends of ours. But also, when we talk about lawyers, we have a tendency to paint lawyers with a brush, and in some cases, rightfully so. We've talked about some of these, and I can tell you what, that Patrick is an honorable man. He's not going to give you a bum scoop. You have devoted your life to learning how to help your clients, and that's just a personal from me, and I wouldn't say it, first of all, if it wasn't true. But I've seen you in action. We've talked about so many things over the years, and it's doing business with somebody you trust is so important. And trust me, Patrick has got, if you're his client, if he takes you, and as you've said, there's times that they should, they don't need a lawyer.
It's better if they don't. That's good news.
Yeah, that's good news. And even though it may take longer, whatever it is, as long as, if you can keep the, lawyers out of this, it's better.
Yeah.
And the other thing I never realized, too, is that workers' compensation lawyers are capped.
Yeah.
It's not like a personal injury, something that they can take as much almost as they want.
Yeah, you can take like 45% of your recovery.
Yeah. So, anyway, moving on. And we talked about how nanoparticles, which Linda has brought up, how and Patrick talking about this, that how what an impact it can have on you. You know, just what you've been doing, and it's insidious.
Yeah, and it's late. There's latencies too. You may not know you have it for 17 to 20 years.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, it's not like breaking a leg, like, you know, a forklift runs into you.
Well, that's what everybody thinks of with workers' comp. I fell off the ladder, right? They don't think of these progressive or degenerative issues.
And you can't escape it, but you see the Camp Lejeune, the Marine Corps there, because the water was contaminated from 55 to 90 or something, the Congress has set aside billions of dollars because there's been birth defects, there's been cancers, been all of this. If you spent more than, you know, 30 days at Camp Lejeune, which I have,
you didn't go for any of the...
No, because I don't have any of the things they were talking about.
Okay.
You know, bad attitude sometimes. Yeah. I'm stupid. No, that wasn't in there. You've turned stupid over the last 20 years, you know, and maybe I shouldn't have been the one to ask or to answer that one. Anyway,
there's presumptions at certain army, like people that have like chronic beryllium disease. There's a presumption. You know that they just finally this year, I think it was the last few months, they're like, oh, by the way, if you served in Laos or Cambodia in 73, yeah, there was Agent Orange there. It's like, no crap, there was Agent Orange there. Like, how did you clear a 600-meter fire lane around the airport?
And it seems like every year they come up with two or three new diseases. You know, Agent Orange just... It's the gift that keeps on giving. You know, my cousin died. They had a lot to do with him dying.
Generational. This gentleman that I was talking to, he's a fighter jet pilot, you know, colonel in the Air Force, fighter jet pilot in Vietnam, you know, and I was talking to him, and he had a kid before he deployed, and then he had a child after. The child after had a lot of health problems. Wow. So it sticks, it changes your DNA and passes through.
Right. Exactly.
You know, when I saw that the Navy, the ships off the shore, were, you know, they were... You know, they could also bring up Agent Orange. And I thought they were never in the country. Well, the Agent Orange came from the rivers down into the ocean, and they take their water out of the ocean.
And there's an operation, too.
Yep. And so, of course. Yeah. So I guess if you have things, you know, any of these things, you need to have legal advice.
Yeah, or just even think to yourself, what do I do for a living? Am I around, like... Am I exposed to toxic chemicals? And so many jobs up here are labor-type jobs. They're blue-collar jobs is what you want. I mean, they pay great, so I don't want to...
we love blue-collar.
I mean, they're in the trades, you know. They're exposed to these things. I'm not. They are, right? And so consider that. And that way you can get directed to the specialist that can do, you know, treat it properly, and it'll improve your quality of life, whether it's work-related or not. It may not just be diet and lifestyle choices. That might be part of it, but it might be something else. If they can diagnose what it really is, they can treat it better, and you won't die young, and you won't suffer as much.
Well, and the thing is, you're going to need guidance sometimes, and you've tried everything. And, you know, one of the things that you've said is the employers want them back, the families want them back, they want to be back, but something's happening that needs to be handled. Yeah. And everybody... wants to get back to work.
Up here, certainly. I mean, in the Bay Area, a big chunk of my cases were people that were lingering around. They didn't want to work. But up here, it was a breath of fresh air when I moved up here, Carl. I'm telling you, it was like, oh, my God. The lawyers conduct themselves. They don't go around trying to fight people in the courtroom. They're not a bunch of bad attitudes. It's a small bar, so you can't act like that. The judges, when I was on the other side down in the Bay Area, the judges were pretty biased against my clients and not for the injured workers. But up here, they're reasonable judges. They actually try to find the actual outcome. They try to determine the facts. So it was a breath of fresh air. The people up here want to work. They don't want to live from claim to claim. Nobody wants that.
Well, how long have you lived up here, Jill?
10 years.
Yeah, 2014. It's been 10 years. Yeah, I mean, and you came from
the East Bay, like Walnut Creek, Lafayette.
It's one of those things that, you know, we've been here now 17 years, and 17 or 18 years, and there's something about this area that is just right for us.
That's why, I mean, with the I was mentored well, and I was told young as a baby attorney that your reputation is your only value, right? Uh-huh. But up here, word of mouth is everything, and you guys know this. If you're gonna stay here, you put down roots, right? And people that conduct themselves in an ethical way, they show up, they work hard, they're honest workers, and they're good at what they do. They're never without work. Like, they always have something to do in their trade. So when I, you know, left the other side, I knew that there was like, look, we're putting down roots. This is, you know, something permanent. We're gonna work for something, and it becomes legacies. You know, it becomes a legacy. Mm-hmm. I love it up here. You can't do that in many other places.
Well, it's true. We get frustrated. I mean, really, really frustrated with the fires. We get frustrated with California and you know, all of the prices that keep raising and raising and just out, it just feels like it's just out of control. We get frustrated and we think, where else could we go? What about this state? Well, everywhere you go,
there's
going to be something else. And there's something to be said about having a Patrick Gorman in your friendship circle, having that you can pick up the phone and Shasta Regional is going to handle, get you in. Yeah. You can, things are changing as we know, but there's something about building a foundation in your community and being part of it,
yeah.
Being part of your community. It's everything to be part of your community.
How do people get a hold of you, Patrick?
Yeah, give us a call, 530-262-2168, or you can actually schedule appointments on the website at www.gormancomplaw.com.
Okay. Well, look, everybody, it's Friday. We've survived another week somehow. On Monday.
How about
don't miss the show on Monday.
How about them Olympics?
Don't miss the show on Monday. We're having Shasta College, and it's going to be their fire academy training
group. All right.
Is going to join us. Awesome. I can't wait to talk awesome. To them.
Maybe we'll hear sure. Bill Mastin will come in, maybe.
Well, yeah, it's going to be their instructor. Well, it could be. Bill may come in with that. Anyway, people, have a great weekend. Try to stay out of the smoke if you can, but have a good week.